reason it came about was a fatal accident over in Gladstone, and involved the driver that they detected some marijuana in his system. And the police don't really have a standard like they do with driving drunks with alcohol. They have a standard. We've set a standard, established a standard that says if you exceed this amount, you know, you are deemed to be impaired. And so the drug issue is I hate to say it's an up-and-coming issue, but it seems like more and more we're hearing more about it, Walton. And it really is designed to give the law enforcement officers a tool that they can do some roadside testing and determine whether or not you are impaired through drug use.
What are some of the
have that in place?
What are some of the elements of the program that you're proposing in the legislature? What are some of the key bits that will be looked at?
Well, they're going to do saliva testing. There's a company that has designed the kits to do it, and they'll use that type of a test to get started. And they're going to spread it out over five counties, and it really was a money issue, appropriations issue as to how broad they could do it. But for us, it's a start. We're getting started. Nobody that's tested can the test itself cannot be used against them in court. Otherwise, you run into a problem with not having the standard put in place. It just creates all kinds of problems, and we're not trying to get to that part. We're trying to get to the standard. So we made sure that if you're stopped and you're tested under this test, those tests cannot be used against you, but at the same time, they can use the test and to formulate a standard.
What sort of training is there in as a component of this for getting law enforcement up to speed with what they would be looking for, how they would go about it? What component is that in the legislature?
Yeah, it's my understanding they have someone that is going to head this up for us that is the expert, so that they'll be involved with the training part of it with the law enforcement and working through him or to set that up. So that was part of the component, is that you had to have somebody that, you know, was an expert in this field so they could figure out and train people that were going to be working with them.
Speaking with State Senator Tom Casperson today, and with this legislation, what is the general attitude? What is the tenor that you have heard? I mean, have you had a lot of pushback from any groups, or is it going over fairly well?
It's a mixed bag, because there are some people that are concerned it's government overreach, and I would be concerned with that as well. I probably fall into that category, but that's why we put in place that the law enforcement and the courts can't use this against people. Now, if the police officer sees that you're driving erratically and appear to be impaired, they still can cite you for that. They just can't use this test as part of their evidence. But there's other means they could use. So if you're driving impaired and causing problems on the road, you're still in trouble, even if you get stopped with this test. But we need the information so we can compile it.
You mentioned that there are five counties that this would be implemented in. Are those five counties already identified, or is that part of the process then to do that down the road?
Yeah, that's part of the process. We're leaving it up to the law enforcement to work with us on that. And the only thing we've stipulated is that there needs to be rural and urban, so a sample out of both. We need to take a look at both areas.
With the legislation, what is the window? Like, it's a pilot program, so you wouldn't be putting it into effect in perpetuity, I'm sure. What kind of proposed window is there in it?
We're looking at a year. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that we can get some information put together within a year. And then at that point, if it needs more, if we need more, we could certainly come together to approve that. And especially if it's working well and without a lot of glitches, I think there would be support to do that. If they can't get it done by then, to give them more time, but we're hoping they can get it done. The family that lost their parents, the son and the daughter, the son worked with us on this, getting this through, and it was pretty special to them that they believe something good could happen out of such a tragedy with their parents. And so I know we're working on trying to get a bill signing, but I thought the governor may have actually physically signed it, and we'll do a ceremonial signing, but I could be confused on that. I know it's at the governor's. The governor has it, and all indications is he'll sign it.